Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, August 31st, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Today marks the 43rd anniversary of the signing of the historic Gdańsk Agreement, which ended the August 80 strikes and created the first independent trade union in the communist Eastern Bloc. The Solidarity Movement and trade union later paved the way for the eventual collapse of communist regimes throughout Europe. President Andrzej Duda paid tribute to those who won freedom without weapons in their hands yesterday during commemorations at the Szczecin shipyard. At the unveiling ceremony for a monument to the heroes of January 1971, Duda praised the generation of my parents, supported by the generation of my grandparents, who collectively gave us a free Poland, in which we decide for ourselves. Events celebrating the birth of Solidarność in Gdańsk kicked off at 10 a.m. this morning in the historic Sala BHP in Stocznia, accompanied by the traditional opening of shipyard gate number 2 at 11 a.m. Additional commemorations are set for sites around Gdańsk, including the monument in Przymorze to Pope John Paul II and U.S. President Ronald Reagan at 2 p.m. today, and the memorial to Anna Valentinowicz in Wrzeszcz at 3 p.m. The main celebration will be held at 4 p.m. at Plac Solidarności in Gdańsk, ending with the laying of flowers near gate number 2 of the Gdańsk shipyard and a march to the Basilica of St. Bridget, where a solemn mass will be celebrated at 5 p.m. A full list of events is available on our website at radiogdansk.pl. Bells and sirens will sound at 4:45 a.m. tomorrow morning to commemorate the invasion of Poland by Nazi Germany on September 1, 1939. The pre-dawn assault on the Polish military depot in Westerplatte 84 years ago marked the official beginning of World War II. Commemorative events will be held at various locations around Trójmiasto, beginning with a traditional morning ceremony at Westerplatte at 4:45 a.m., followed by a tribute to the defenders of the Polish post office at noon. As part of the Święto Wolności or Freedom Day celebrations today, the European Solidarity Center will host the current United States Ambassador to Poland, Mark Brzezinski, for an honorary ceremony this evening. Brzezinski will be accepting the Medal of Gratitude on behalf of his parents, the Polish-born diplomat and political scientist Zbigniew Brzezinski, and the art historian and sculptor Emilii Benesz Brzezinski. The ceremony will take place at 4 p.m. today at the European Solidarity Center and will also be broadcast live on their website. The Polish women's volleyball team was defeated by Turkey last night 3-0 in the quarterfinals of the Eurovolley tournament in Brussels. Despite putting in a reportedly impressive quarterfinals performance with a tight score in the first two sets, the White and Reds were unable to overcome their Turkish rivals. Poland finishes the tournament in fifth place, with Turkey, Italy, Serbia, and the Netherlands set to face each other in the semifinals tomorrow. And Poland's world number one Iga Świątek has advanced to the third round of the women's singles competition at the U.S. Open Grand Slam tennis tournament in New York. Świątek beat out Australian Daria Saville 6-3, 6-4 yesterday and is set to face Kaja Juvan of Slovenia tomorrow. Fellow Poles Magdalena Frank and Magdalenet were knocked out of the tournament yesterday, with Hubert Hurkacz facing off against Jack Draper of the U.K. today at 5 p.m. Warsaw time.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy with a good chance of rain showers in the afternoon and a light breeze coming from the southwest. Temperatures will be slightly warmer than yesterday, with an afternoon high of 20 degrees centigrade or 68 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade or 51 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for some sun and warmer weather over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.